Chapter 3. Sitting on the bleachers in Lame Deer Morning Stars High School, we watched the Lady Morning Stars running practice on the gleaming floor. There was one girl, Misty Two Bears, who was even faster than Jaya. But in the entire time we watched, I never saw her shoot. Watching Jaya take a 30-foot shot and sink it, I then observed three other team members shoot and miss, a ball caroming off the rim and bouncing toward us. The Cheyenne Nation stood and stepped down to retrieve it, tossing it to a tall, heavyset girl, Rosie Blackwolf, who caught it and turned away with a hand covering an embarrassed smile. Henry grimaced, half-white supremacist, half-Indian. That must make for uncomfortable holiday gatherings. He shrugged. It is not as unusual as you might think. Half-natives go into the prison in Deer Lodge and come out indoctrinated. Strong faction of the Northern Brotherhood in the state pen? Very strong. He watched the girls play. You become the wolf you feed. Where does this Jimmy Lane live? The last I heard, he was in Southside Billings. I watched as another easy layup was missed by Stacy Kilsday, who squinted at the basket and who played without enthusiasm. So this is the varsity team?
Yes.
I leaned in, even though it was doubtful the girls could have heard me even in full voice.
They aren't very good.
No, but maybe they will get better. They have to. If they do not win the next three games, they will not make it into the tournament.
A tall blonde woman standing near the sideline blew a whistle, calling the girls over and speaking to them as they huddled up. Ladies, we have a guest here, Mr. Henry Standing Bear, who was on the last state championship team the school had. She turned to him. When exactly was that? The bear looked a little evasive.
I would rather not say.
She laughed and then shouted down to the girls as she climbed the bleachers to stand in the aisle beside us. All right, ladies, as I've said, the object of our efforts here is to put the ball in the basket. Now, when we graduate to even thinking about our opponent Thursday night, the idea will be to keep them from doing the same. Do I need to review? They stared at her, at least some of them did, while others clutched opposite elbows or examined their shoes or arranged the remuda of ponytails. The coach blew the whistle again. Shooting drills! We watched as they lined up in patterns, feeding one another the ball and attempting to make baskets, sometimes actually scoring a few. Henry said nothing, so I felt compelled to comment. They look good. She glanced at me, more than a little incredulous.
This your first time seeing basketball?
Well, they could use a little work. She blew the whistle. They could use a lot of work, but we've got another game tomorrow night, and they might not get it in time. Watching them, I was curious. Tell me about the rest of the team, other than just their names. You mean that misbegotten group of misfit toys down there? She shook her head and muttered, I've got three seniors, one junior, a sophomore center, and a bench of two. The tall young woman is the sophomore center. She nodded toward the girl who had just lost the ball in our direction.
Rosie Blackwolf, she's got the size and the weight, but I just can't seem to get her to introduce a little aggressiveness into her game. She's always slouching, trying to convince the girls she's their size.
Henry gestured.
And the other point guard?
The one who couldn't hit water if she fell out of a boat? That's Stacy Kilsday, the fastest in the state, and she used to be so good. But she seems to be dropping off. Last year she started the season with about 15 baskets a game, but then ended with nothing.
Henry pointed again. The power forward?
The one who keeps bouncing the ball off of her foot? Misty Two Bears. She's solid, but she just won't shoot the ball. I've seen her under the basket completely alone, and she'll pass it to another player in double coverage.
The other forward? Winona Sweetwater, the junior who just wants to be everybody's friend, including the players who are trouncing her.
And Jaya?
And Jaya.
She watched the girl go in a full rotation, laying the ball up on the glass left-handed.
She can do it all. Ball handling, shooting, defense, you name it, she's got it, except for being a decent teammate.
She blew the whistle.
All right, let's get some leg drills done with some line work.
She waited as they groaned and then ambled toward the baseline nearest us before lifting the whistle to her mouth. As the girls began running, she would blow the whistle again, sending them in the opposite direction. As they ran, she approached.
What's the problem?
Inconsistency. One minute, they're the Lakers, and the next, they can't hit the open man on the give and go. She blew the whistle again. Distracted? Mostly. That's the thing about coaching girls that's tougher than boys. They bring all the crap in their lives onto the court with them.